I'm fast, you know, I'm smart as well. You know, it's a lot of different things that come with just being tall. Some people think you're tall and stiff, I'm athletic. You know, a lot of people that's 6'5 or 6'4 and 3/4, they can't really bend down. You know, I'm flexible. I can do all those things. So
this coming to that next level is everybody's great. And I feel like you just got to take it a little more seriously. You got to watch your opponents even more. Just not the corners, but the whole defense in general.
I had 3 offers, the University of Kentucky, Tennessee, and Middle Tennessee State. A lot of teams didn't think I'd be able to play on this level or even the college football level. I had a coach in college before I got to college tell me that I'd never played Division I football. So, you know, growing up, I've always had a knack and a determination to try to prove people wrong.
Yeah, I wasn't a highly recruited guy. Iowa and Ohio State were probably my only 2 Big Ten offers. And Ohio State probably came as a product of the Iowa offer. I was on a bus tour with a bunch of guys that Teddy Ginn Sr. put together, went to different camps, was able to perform, finished up at Ohio State, talked to some coaches, and a day later I had an offer.
I'm not a selfish player. You know, I go out there and block because I know just like the running back, you know, he got to sit in there for protection. When I go out for a deep pass or something like that, you know, I want the ball too, like when I go out. So I know he's going to block for me and he's going to handle his responsibility. So I try to do the same as well. Like if I'm on the backside of a route, I'm not going to take that play off because I know I got to hold a safety or something for the other guys as well to get open and make a play.
Coach Chris Peterson is a great college football coach. I feel like he's one of the best out there. I really, really taken in just staying focused and being detailed in any and everything I do. Coach Chris Peterson has always taught us that the little things make the big things happen, and he's been preaching that to me ever since I got there. And I'm a lot different than I was when I came in, and now it's just a matter of fine tuning the little details. Once again, it's always going to really be the little things in life. So he's done a great job with me and my teammates as well.
Week in and week out, there's a grind. There's no easy game in the SEC, and I feel like that's going to prepare you for the next level, just to compete every week.
After the games, I go in and run routes after games. You know, we have practice on Sundays, but Mondays we had off. I would go in there and just run routes on there and just do things like that, and I watch extra film. I lived about 2 minutes from campus, so I watched a lot of extra tape every day, so those things help me get a lot more smarter at the game and help me along the way.
That's what I feel most comfortable in is the slot. You know, I'm willing to play anywhere, outside, inside, Z, flanker, X, whatever it is to help out a team. And I think being able to have a background at quarterback, that gives me a little bit of an edge because I understand the coverage schemes and being able to, you know, make side adjustments and things of that nature.
Even being kind of an underdog in situations, it's made me, I think, more confident in this situation, because if you continually are put in situations where maybe you're not supposed to perform well and you're able to overcome that, then, you know, what's the difference here, I guess?
People from Aliquippa, Darrell Reeves and Ty Law. So after the combine, I'll be working with Darrell personally, doing one-on-ones and press release and things like that. And Darrell Reeves is one of the best corners in the game, so doing that, I'm pretty sure that'll help me get ready for the next level cornerbacks.
I'm not going to settle just being an average receiver. You know, I take that to the heart, to being one of the best. I just don't want to fall by the wayside to be the number one receiver, come out of school, and then just be that other guy. I just want to be that. I want to be mentioned with the best.
I've had a few coaches ask me about running back. You know, I'm willing to play anywhere. I've said that ever since I was in high school. I just love the game so much. Anywhere I can get on the field and help a team out is where I like to go.